This is a Sichuan News Update. A new play coming to downtown Nanaimo's Ovi Arts Center is looking to tackle the tough realities of living with mental illness, addiction, and intergenerational trauma. A Baker's Dozen is a fictional telling of a true story of a man dealing with the recent passing of his last living family member and the pivotal decisions he made over the 5 years following it. When playwright Ward Norcutt set out to write his story, the idea first came from a writing prompt in a scriptwriting class he was taking at Vancouver Island University.
When you start to write something, a play is perhaps a different sort of beast than a novel or a piece of poetry or different types of literature. There's an evolution that sort of happens. You can't really block it out. And I didn't really know where I was going at the beginning. So this play was actually a different play at the beginning. It was a completely different play.
Norcutt used a class project to help work through his own family's intergenerational trauma and kept evolving the play through 5 or 6 different iterations.
So I didn't intend to write it from the beginning, but this is what came out. Once this came out in its infant form, I saw, oh, that's what this play is about. And then that evolved into this.
The play is being put on by Western Edge Theatre. Artistic director of the theatre company and director of A Baker's Dozen, Jonathan Greenway, tells CHY that they wanted to put on this play to go along with this season's theme of men's mental health. Greenway says he's known Norcutt for almost 20 years and has reviewed the play through its many iterations and knew it would be a perfect play for the company to put on.
I really saw it evolving as well and knowing where it was getting to. I thought it would be a great opportunity to kick off a season on men's mental health with a play that is profoundly deep and I think universally relatable.
The play will feature a local cast and crew with Norcutt taking on the lead role. While Norcutt says he's acted before, this time around it's been interesting taking on the role of a fictional character where some of the circumstances surrounding him are real.
It's a wonderfully safe space to delve into these emotions and these emotional qualities safely. You know, on the stage we're dealing with real emotions and imaginary circumstances. For me, I have real emotions with imaginary circumstances and real ones. And so there's a fine line, I guess, as an actor to process that, not get sucked away into things, stay in the moment, stay in the play, stay within the direction, work with my other actors, don't forget my lines.
Norcutt says this play is about a man overwhelmed with trauma, and he must make the choice to either deal with the trauma or not.
And too often we see people that do not, for all the different reasons. And we don't know what those reasons are, because we can't see inside the mind of that person. But in this play, we get to. We get to see inside the mind and heart of a man, and understand what he's going through, and why he makes the decision that he makes. So perhaps a play like this will help someone make a different decision, or maybe even help someone who understands that a loved one has made a different decision that they wouldn't have made, why they made that decision, and help them come to some sort of understanding and sense of acceptance about that.
Greenway says following each performance, there will be mental health resources available for people, as well as select crew members who will be available if any audience members needs to talk following the performances. A Baker's Dozen opens on November 21st at the OV Arts Center and will run on select weekend dates until the end of the month. Tickets can be purchased at westernedge.org. For CHY News, this is Lauren McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.